Hello and welcome to another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Later in the programme, I'll be hearing all about the Highland Radio Customer Service Awards, which were held last Sunday, October the 5th, in the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny, and which were a resounding success. So stay with me for that as I speak with Highland Radio's Chief Executive Officer Sean Quinn to reflect on what was a great night, not just for the winners, but for everybody there and indeed associated with the event. But first, have you heard of EarnAct? Well, it's an international digital transformation network that was established back in 1991. And significantly, it's managed by Donegal County Council and Derry City and Strabane District Council, with its base being in the CoLab at ATU Letterkenny. It's constantly involved in exploring opportunities for funding and developing projects in the whole area of digital transformation, and indeed has been instrumental in the development of a number of very successful projects to date. Well, to find out more, I paid a visit to the EarnAct offices and spoke with Dr. Katrina Strain, its general manager. Well, Katrina, delighted to talk to you, and I'm going to start by just asking you to explain what exactly EarnAct is and what it does.
Okay, well, EarnAct, it's an acronym for European Regions Network for the Application of Communications Technology. And basically, we're an international digital transformation network of cities and regions. So we work together on digital transformation and innovation projects. In simple terms, we're a partnership that's led here from the northwest of Ireland that helps communities and regions around Europe to use digital technology and innovation to improve how we all live and how we work. So we're constantly bringing new ideas and knowledge and funding from across Europe back home to Donegal and Derry Strabane.
And how is it that this is really the epicentre for the organisation?
Well, EarnAct was set up 34 years ago in 1991 when digital technology was just starting to take off. So Donegal County Council and Derry City and Strabane District Council decided to work together and pool the resources to make sure that this region didn't get left behind. They saw an opportunity to tap into European programmes to bring investment and innovation into the Northwest region. So now, over 30 years later, that partnership has grown into a well-respected European network, and we have members right across Europe and Atlantic Canada.
So that was great foresight on behalf of the people involved to get that there. You have members around Europe. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about what countries they're from and why there's a Canadian connection as well.
Yes, we have 11 core network members right across Europe and Atlantic Canada. So these members range from Spain, the government of Cantabria in Spain. We've got the Association of Local Authorities in mid-Sweden. We have the western region of Romania and the region of South Ostrobothnia in eastern Finland. We have the region of Upper Franconia in Germany, in the Bavarian region. There's the Nevers region in central France. The city of Ljubljana, based in Slovenia. And then also, as I said, the government of Newfoundland and Labrador in Atlantic Canada. And the reason Atlantic Canada are involved is because they're, I suppose, based on the other side of the Atlantic. So they have a lot of similar problems as we would have in this region. And they have a lot of rurality and things like that there as well.
The regions that you've mentioned, am I right in saying they're all sort of peripheral enough regions in themselves?
A lot of them, yes. Most of them would be peripheral regions in themselves, and so they've got a lot of similar challenges to we have. Now, there are some like cities and regions that would be kind of central, and they would have a different set of challenges. So again, I suppose each region brings its own set of unique strengths, and that means that we can share ideas between all the different regions and expertise and best practices, and we can bring new solutions back home to the northwest of Ireland.
So communications technology, perhaps you could sort of expand on that, maybe even give an example of what exactly is that?
Yeah, well, we're involved right now at the moment. We are involved in 17 different European projects with a total budget of around about 44 million euro. And 14 million of that will be invested directly here in the Northwest. So some of those projects, just to give you an idea, there's so Peace Air, that's one that has just recently started up. It's a Peace Plus funded programme between Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland. And that's going to focus on tackling air pollution and improving air quality on both sides of the border. And that will use technology like sensors. So it will install sensors in different parts of the Northwest region to monitor air pollution from, I suppose, transport emissions, agricultural ammonia, and also solid fuel burning. And it will use, so there's a number of different experts, universities and public health experts that are involved in that project. And using their expertise, that the aim is to improve air pollution and increase awareness among citizens as well of what they're burning, you know, and how that affects their health and their home and outside the home as well.
Climate change very much in the news over the last couple of weeks with our stormy weather and things like that. But this is a really good example of something that can be used at a practical level, and the data will be all brought together. You'd mentioned about sensors, for example. There's going to be a number of different types.
Yeah, so there will be a number of different types of sensors. There'll be there's essentially three types. So there'll be static sensors that you put in place and they don't move. They stay on a building or wherever they're located, and they measure the air quality on an ongoing basis. And then there's other portable sensors that can be put up on, say, for instance, I don't know, a lamp post or somewhere or a building, and they can be moved around depending on the need, like, and they can measure air quality in that area or transport emissions and things like that there for maybe a number of weeks and then be moved somewhere else. And then there's also wearable sensors, so that people can have them on their self, on their person or your bag or whatever, and as you're moving about, you're measuring pollution levels and air quality levels as you move around. So there'll be a lot of data, you know, collated from that there to provide evidence and to carry out a number of citizen science initiatives to make people more aware about the air you're breathing and you know, how to promote cleaner air and, you know, the impact of what you're burning in your own house on your own health and things like that. There's going to be training initiatives carried out by Ulster University, the medical department. So they're going to upskill, I suppose, public health officials and environmental health officers, and also that they can incorporate air quality information into clinical settings, you know, whenever they're making diagnosis of patients and things like that there, that they can bring the air quality into that consideration as well. Also, there will be a lab set up. It'll be the first time ever on the island of Ireland. It'll be set up in Queen's University, so that emissions samples and air pollution samples and those samples from solid fuel burning and all can actually be tested on the island of Ireland. At the minute, local authorities and people that are responsible for testing and enforcing air pollution regulations, they have to send the samples further afield to the UK, and that incurs significant cost and also time to get the results back. So this will be the first time ever that there will be somewhere on the island of Ireland that you can send your samples to and get them tested under strict controls and regulations.
So using an example like that, if you're developing the technology and this cooperation, is it always for the public sector, or do you see private firms maybe taking it up? There could be a private sector involvement maybe in the future.
Yes. So a lot of the pilots and the services that we develop, we would be also involved with the private sector. So, for instance, we had a project called Tide that used virtual reality technology to bring our maritime history to life, and we would have worked with a number of private companies as well in order to develop that technology, because we didn't have the expertise ourselves to do that because it was so cutting edge. So, for instance, what that project did, it was to aim to bring, like, for instance, shipwrecks that the ordinary person can't dive down to visit that shipwreck. So to bring that and battle scenes from things like the Spanish Armada and World Wars and the migrations to your local museum or whatever, so that the ordinary tourist or visitor can go there and see it. So, for instance, you can now go to Fort Dunree, Annishone Maritime Museum, Fannet Lighthouse, and Tour Museum in Derry, and through virtual, using virtual reality, you can experience as if you were sitting on the HMS Saldanha, which was wrecked off Fannet Head in 1811, or La Trinidad Falancera, that was a Spanish Armada ship, and it was wrecked off Kennigo Bay in 1588. And you can feel like you were on that boat and experience what people would have experienced, or the migrations where people left Derryport and sailed to America and never came back home, and how those people would have felt, and they were leaving their families and all. So we worked with a lot of private companies as well to develop that.
So that's a great example. And of course, here in Donegal, it's not just Letterkenny. You're getting support from all over the county, and there's various strands, and you've been working with Inishowen Innovation as well.
Yes, we're involved with Inishowen Innovation. That's a local example of a tangible local example of an Airnic project that we were involved in. So we secured funding from Enterprise Ireland, substantial amount of funding, and that was also co-funded by Donegal County Council. So the old council offices in Buncrana were renovated, and it's now it's a very attractive building down there. And the initiative is led by Donegal County Council, Airnic, and ATU. And it's now helping tech startups and small businesses to use technology, connect internationally, and grow from right here in Donegal.
Now, tell me, with all the different regions, obviously there's language barriers and a lot of translations. If you have a project, do you need people in each of the different regions who can all speak English, or how do you all sort of come together?
Well, most of our meetings are all conducted through English. There are times where we have to have translators and things, and that can be quite tiring during meetings. We're very lucky here in Airnic that we have very highly skilled staff who can speak multiple languages. So we've got a lot of people that can speak a lot of other languages. But when you go to other European countries, most people can speak English. In fact, they're very good at English. It's you know, it kind of makes you embarrassed yourself that we're not so good at other languages. But now with technology, technology is actually changing how you can liaise with people. For instance, I now have an app on my phone where I could ring somebody in Finland, and I could speak English to them, and they could speak Finnish back to me, and it's completely true. I hear them speaking English, and they would hear me talking Finnish, and it's just so seamless. And we have tried it and trialled it. And so technology is really changing how you can interact with people of other languages.
Funny you should say that. I actually put an app on my phone only last week. I scanned a document in Spanish, and it was able to translate it into English. And I thought, this is going to save so much time. And again, a practical example of how technology is moving forward.
Yes, yeah. So we work with multiple documents in different languages, and I have found now that you don't even have to. You can put a document into software, and you don't even have to tell it what language it is. It automatically recognises the language, and it will translate it to English or whatever. And it's really, really the where a few years ago it was not as good, but now it's really, really good in translation. It's completely changing how we interact with people.
Now, we're sitting here in your office in Colab in Letterkenny. So what exactly is going on, and how many people are based here?
So we have, at the minute, we have 9 full-time staff here based on the offices in Colab. And then we work with a lot of other people around, you know, on projects. We're involved with partners right around Europe that also work with us in projects. And they would be employed by the other regional authorities, city authorities, universities, whatever, depending on the project. Airnic is a cross-border initiative between Donegal County Council and Derry City and Strabane District Council. And it shows how the two councils can work together for the benefit of the whole region, regardless of borders and administrative boundaries. So it's a great example of real cross-border cooperation in action. And it's actually recognised as one of Europe's great success stories of cross-border cooperation.
Now, the fact that the North is not in EU anymore and Brexit, has that had a big impact on your operations?
Yes, that has had a big impact for Derry and Strabane District Council because of Brexit. Derry is located in Northern Ireland, which is part of the UK, and it's now classed as a third country. So they can't actually apply for some of the Interreg programmes like Interreg Europe and Interreg Northwest Europe. And there's a number of Interreg programmes that they're not eligible anymore to apply for. So we have to look at other ways that we can include Derry City and Strabane District Council in the Airnic network. So there's the Peace Plus funding. So we have a project there that started recently, Peace Air. And there's also Horizon Europe that UK and Northern Ireland partners can take part in. So we're actively looking at all those funding opportunities. And then there's also more than that, the intangibles where Derry and Strabane District Council, they're still involved with all of our European partners. They're still learning from them through our network. They meet with them regularly and they can still share best practice and take on new learnings and experiences into the Northwest.
And just back to the whole area of communications technology, are there examples of projects that you might have had in the early years that were enacted and maybe have been updated? I suppose as time goes on, things get modernised and adapted and you have to move with the times.
Yeah, so, well, I suppose one of our most successful projects from my time in Airnic was the Community Broadband Project. So that was a project, CNS as we called it, and it was a really important project at the time that made a real difference to Donegal and Derry Strabane region. So it delivered high-speed wireless broadband to rural areas of Donegal and Derry Strabane at a time when the big telecom operators weren't investing here. And it's one of the main reasons why we have such good broadband coverage and connection today in Donegal. Like, we have speeds on a par with Dublin and sometimes even better. And I suppose now we're continuing that and looking at other types of like connection, like going forward, higher speed broadband, further connectivity, sensors, 5G and so on.
So you were ahead of the likes of the Vodafones and private sector companies.
Yes, yeah. So Donegal County Council and Derry and Strabane District Council, they came together, and through Airnic we secured funding for this project to bring it into this area, because at the time the telecom operators it didn't make sense for them to come and invest in this region. So in order to support economic development and sustainability in the region, the two councils through Airnic made a significant effort at furthering broadband in the region.
Yeah, and that in turn helped your foreign direct investment and looking at areas, and there were other parts of the country that were lagging behind us.
Yes, that's right. And as you say, it helped the foreign direct investment come into the county, and especially in areas like Letterkenny and things like that, where we've got like such large companies now, like the Primericas, Tata, all of those companies that were able to come in as a result of having such good broadband.
So there's a lot of networking, a lot of sharing of information, and there are regular events which your various different partners in the network participate in. So even at the moment, I know there's a number of big events.
Yeah, we've a very busy a few months ahead of us now at the moment. We've a number of international events taking place here in the Northwest and around Europe as well. So just a few weeks ago, we welcomed a large group of European partners for the launch of a new project called Human. It's a digital health project. And that aims to use the cutting-edge digital technology to improve healthcare and patient care in rural areas right across Europe. So that was launched right here in Letterkenny and in Gweedore. At the end of this month, we're hosting the Airnic International Management Committee meeting in Donegal and Derry City. And that will bring a lot of senior officials and politicians from our partner regions across Europe to the Northwest, and they'll spend a few days here meeting and talking about what's coming down the line in terms of funding and digital transformation and technology. And they'll also get a chance to experience the Halloween celebrations in Derry City when they're here as well. In early November, we're hosting a final conference here in Letterkenny. It's a project called InnoCap, and that focuses on new and emerging technologies to improve the public services that local authorities provide to their citizens. So that's going to be here. And on the 28th of November, we've the official launch of the Peace Air project here in Letterkenny. And that will bring a number of experts in air pollution, clean air and public health, including researchers and senior government officials and environmental specialists from right across Ireland and Northern Ireland to Letterkenny. We were also very honoured last week. We received a major European award in Bodø in Norway. We were presented that by Interreg Northern Periphery and Arctic Programme. So Airnic was recognised as the organisation that made the biggest impact in delivering change in the Northern Periphery and Arctic area. So it's a really fantastic achievement for us, because the MPA area covers countries like Ireland, Finland, Sweden, Norway, Iceland, Scotland and Greenland. So we're really honoured to have received that as well.
And just to point out, obviously, with all these events when they're staged here, there's a great spin-off for the local economy. So by you being based here, indirectly, it's contributing to the economic development of the county.
Yes, yes. So when we host these events here, the people are coming, they're staying in the local hotels, they're eating in the local restaurants. We hire the local bus services to ferry them about. They're shopping in the local shops, and we always try and provide some sort of sightseeing so that they come back then in the future and bring their families with them. So the whole local economy benefits from that.
So moving on to future plans, what is coming down the track?
Well, we're always looking over the horizon at the funding and what's coming down the line. So I suppose now we're in the 2021 to the 2027 funding period. And so that's kind of coming to an end. And then we'll be moving on to the 2028 to 2034 funding period. So there'll be a whole new raft of European funding coming down the line from 2028 onwards. So we're always keeping an eye on what's coming forward and what we can apply for. So we'll continue to drive digital transformation and helping public services become more modern and efficient using digital technology. We're very focused also on sustainability and green innovation and finding ways for local communities and our businesses to use technology to protect the environment and reduce their carbon emissions. Another big area for us is smart towns and villages, which is all about helping rural areas to use technology to thrive, whether that's through better connectivity, smarter energy use, or through improved digital services. We'll also keep strengthening our cross-border cooperation through European funding programmes like Interreg, Peace Plus and Horizon Europe. And that allows us to keep bringing new opportunities into the North West City region. Another plan for us is we want to keep growing and showing innovation in Buncrana, to develop that into a leading regional hub for tech startups, and to expand Airnic's role in climate and clean technology innovation as well right across Europe.
So just going back to the initial and innovation, somebody could be starting off there on a hot desk or something, a really small project, but the supports are there, the broadband is there, you can look for mentoring and backup and advice, and who knows what may follow.
Yes, that's correct. So we have a number of hot deskers there at the moment, and two small companies there. And the benefit, I suppose, of being an Innishowen Innovation is that you're working with all the local agencies, and we can pull them all together, like the local enterprise office, Enterprise Ireland, IDA, there's ATU, Ulster University, Northwest Regional College, there's Donegal County Council, Airnect, and we work with those companies to develop a plan for them to help them to grow and move forward, and also to give them access to all the different agencies that in normal circumstances, if they were working from their own house or from somewhere else, that they wouldn't maybe know how to access those agencies or whatever. So through Innishowen Innovation, they can help, they can get, you know, benefit and get access to those agencies. And also they also get to work in a network with other regions they get to link in to other regions that Airnect is connected with and work with other SMEs in other areas, but they also get to meet other hot deskers and other companies that are based in Anishinaabe Innovation and network with them as well.
And there are a number of small enterprises that have actually expanded, and again, as a result, I suppose, of the structures that are on the ground.
Another success story in Anishinaabe Innovation is Subterranean Software. So they're a small company. They started off with two people taking a hot desk in Anishinaabe Innovation. They then proceeded to take a two-person office. And as a result, now they have expanded and they've taken a larger office, and they recruit now six people, and they're doing really innovative work. They are developing drone technology in the normal run of things, drones are in the air, but they're developing drones that will go down drains. So they will monitor drains, like for water drains or things like that, where the human can't normally go or finds it very challenging conditions to go there. And so they're developing that drone technology that it can go and it can monitor drains. And they're doing fantastic, like really cutting edge stuff.
And Katrina, if people want to find out more about Airnect, your website is full of information.
Yes, if anybody wants to find out any more, we have a website, www.airnect.eu. And also we have social media channels like LinkedIn and Facebook. And they can find more information there, or they can contact ourselves as well. And then I suppose some of these events that we'll be hosting in Donegal in the near future, like the official launch of Peace Air, the InnoCap final conference and things like that, members of the public are very welcome to attend and meet other experts in the field at those.
And that was Dr. Katrina Strain, General Manager of Airnect. You're listening to Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Now, let's reflect on the very successful Highland Radio Customer Service Awards, which were held last Sunday in the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny. To review the awards and reflect on the evening, I'm pleased to say that Sean Quinn, Chief Executive Officer of Highland Radio, has joined me in studio. Well, Sean, a great night by all accounts and plenty of reasons for celebrations.
It was a brilliant night, Chris. I think we spoke before the event to say if we could match what we did last year, it would be a brilliant achievement. We surpassed it. We filled the room with almost 550 people. A big shout out to the Mount Errigal Hotel, who were just incredible to work with. They delivered a fantastic service on the night as well. From the minute people walked through that door, it was just the right vibe. I could just feel it in the room. And the feedback we got was just incredible. So sitting here today, delighted it's over, but absolutely delighted with the way it went. If I pictured it in advance, I couldn't have pictured it any better than what we did and what we delivered. And fair play to all the team in Highland here, but a special note to Corinne and to Anya, who lived and breathed the awards for the last probably 6 weeks, to be fair. And we had a huge problem, Chris, because we were oversubscribed. We could have sold 800 tickets for this. And I kept constantly hearing them last week, I'm really sorry, but we can't give you extra tickets. So that's a major achievement, but to deliver on the night was the key part, and I think we did that. And the feedback we've got from winners and runners-up and people that didn't win, they had a great night, so it's all been great.
Yeah, and even the people who didn't win, they still got a lot of publicity out of it. There was networking. The whole occasion just oozed positivity.
It did, yeah. And, you know, we're kind of renowned for that now because people, like I like to win. I hate losing, okay? But I've been to those awards, that type of award where you enjoy yourself. You overcome that disappointment and you're saying, wow, that was a great evening. And the upside is, you're right, the publicity that you get when you win, but also just being shortlisted through Highland is absolutely phenomenal. And we spoke to a few people last night who were telling us stories about winning last year, what it did to them, what it did for their business. It increased their business, it increased their profile. And that to me is that's a win-win situation because your customers are recognizing you're doing what you should do and look after your customer, but you're actually being able to build and grow your brand.
Now, as always, Sean, there were a number of different categories and for good reason, intense competition in them all. And maybe you can go through them and tell us who emerged with the awards.
The victorious. Yeah, so the pub of the year is a bar, the Alt Bar won this year, and they've been trying for a couple of years. So they were majorly excited when we shouted out their name. So well done to them. Hair Salon of the Year went to Hairdos. And again, they were very glam, look amazing. But spoke to them this morning, and they were just so delighted. They actually said to me, if they hadn't won, it was worth having been there. But it was just the cherry on top to actually have won. So fair play to them. DMG Motors won the Car Dealer of the Year. So they're through in Donegal Town. The Restaurant of the Year was Number 9 Market Square. I think that's their first time actually winning. And the hardware and DIY retailer this year was Watson Hire, who has been in business a long time. And again, he was delighted with his award and was on his social media channels this morning or the morning after actually saying how delighted he was. So fair play to them. The Hotel of the Year went to the Mount Errigal. So when I see what they did for us last night, richly deserved. They really delivered for us. Salesperson of the Year for the motor trade was a young guy called Matthew Pearson, who works for Hegarty's Ford. So congratulations to him. You know, that's a great one to win when you're selling cars and people are saying that they were happy the service you provided. That's a major achievement for a young fella, and I'm sure he'll go on to bigger and better things. There's a couple of standout ones, Chris. There was the Boggs Butcher in Mallon. They were blown away. So much so that there was tears. I think it was it's a family run business, and it was the husband and wife, and they were so emotional. They just didn't expect it, and I was delighted for them, and they couldn't wait to actually ring their family to say we've won. So well done to them. And it's, you know, sometimes it's a little small business, it's tough. So to be recognised in a countywide competition for a butchers in Mallon, well done the Boggs family. We were delighted for you. And this year we added a little spice because we brought the voting in for the first time. So what I wanted to do is to recognise the business that got the most scoring between the judges and the voting. So it really came down to the wire, and it was really close. Deborah Hannigan in the Glam Room, Callahan Electrical, and Pretty Lavish by Kirsty were the three shortlists who were the closest. But on the night, it went to Deborah Hannigan, who marginally won it, so in the Glam Room, and she was ecstatic. So bear in mind, she's already won her category, but then to be recognised as the best in customer service is a major achievement, and she was a worthy winner. I was delighted for her. And it kind of capped off the night, which was high energy, great winners, great achievements. But Deborah was just special, and I was delighted for her. And that was the last award of the night that we recognised.
And there's little doubt that the winners will be proudly displaying their awards in a prominent place in their businesses.
I'm sure they will. And I must mention Callahan Electrical, who did a hat-trick. They've actually won 3 years in the trot, so that's an achievement in its own. But yeah, we find that now that people will have the trophies out for everybody to, and so they should. Recognition is great, but you know, let's show it off. And you've achieved. Fair play to you. And I suppose the next opportunity is, what do they do for next year?
Indeed, and important to stress also, you know, the word hospitality. We're hearing more and more about AI, but the personal touch, that customer service, and in Donegal we're renowned for it.
We certainly are, and I think people strive on that as well. That's why you get repeat business. And I've said this on numerous occasions, you look after your customer. You can never look after them enough, because that's the one, that's the backbone of your business, repeat business that keeps your business afloat. Yes, you always want new business, but retain what you have. And that's our model in Highland Radio as well. Retain what you have and grow for new business opportunities. So yes, get that bit right. Your customer service is paramount to success in any business, regardless whether you're the butcher or whether you're a painter or whether you're a car salesman. It's key to success.
And finally, no doubt you'll want to add in maybe something extra next year. So the next few weeks, it's up to you to get the thinking cap on again.
Well, it's not. I have a great team though, in fairness, Chris. So we'll do a review. But you know, as we said in the moment, what we delivered, we're really happy. And I'd probably look at it and say, yes, we want to tweak a little couple of things for next year. But if it's anything like this year, I could do with the Mount Errol putting a little extension on the building. I'm not sure if Terry or Connor will do that for me, but it will be sought after again. I think we'd over 85,000 votes.
Phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. You know, and that's great for brands, but it's great for our sponsors as well, because their brand is associated with it, which has been shared all over social media's websites. And that's great. And we were delighted to have McElhenney's on board again this year as a major sponsor. Delighted to have them. And we'll be talking to all the sponsors in the coming weeks to look at planning 2026, because, you know, it's only around the corner.
Mm-hmm. And in conclusion, if somebody just wants to get a flavour of it, go onto the social media platforms, lots of photographs and more of the details of who's won in all the categories, etc.
Absolutely correct. Everything's listed on highlandradio.com. It's hard to miss at this moment in time on our social media, our Facebook, our Instagram pages. It's there's videos, there's photographs everywhere. Thumbs up to Clive Watson as well. This is his fifth awards that he's done with us. Clive's a true professional. He's great to work with, and the delivery on his photographs are so quick. So we're able to share that. People can share it on their pages. So yeah, so it's out there. Feel free to share whatever you see in our pages, and all the listings of the winners are on our website, highlandradio.com.
My thanks to Sean Quinn, CEO of Highland Radio, for popping into the studio. That's just about it for another edition of Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. May I wish you a healthy, happy and profitable week ahead. Until the next time, goodbye.